We'll say goodbye to tonality for about 18 minutes now with a piece by the Egyptian composer Michel Reverdy. Born in Alexandria in 1943, she studied music at the Paris Conservatory, notably with Olivier Messiaen. She is the recipient of the Lily Boulanger, Philip Morris, and Salabert Prizes. She has been teaching analysis at the Paris Conservatoire since 1983 and producing programs for Radio France. She has written numerous articles on music and two books analyzing Olivier Messiaen's work. Reverdy has composed a broad spectrum of works with an emphasis on lyric music. I'd like to read you something Michel Reverdy has written about her compositional process. The process of building a work begins with the choice of a single, deliberately limited material. From there on, the work unfolds in several directions at once. On the one hand, I try to produce an uninterrupted transmutation of the initial material with all its components in order to give birth to sound images which all seem new, though in fact they all spring from the same source. By organizing and controlling the periodic motion of this phenomenon, one gives oneself the means to act on the listener's psyche, stimulating memories buried deep inside it by playing on the auditory recollections that have accumulated in the unconscious since the beginning of the piece. Disguised repetitions of the same material produce an impression of déjà entendu that plunges the listener into a familiar and reassuring world and makes him want to settle into the work, and yet these restatements are not really recognizable and never seem redundant. Thus, the thrill of discovery is intact, as in the creative aspect of listening to a contemporary composition, for venturing into a new music requires a strong urge to explore hitherto virgin territories. On the other hand, I try to take into account the world we live in. Different times collide. Spaces succeed each other at a tremendous rate and wind up being perceived concurrently. All this is discerned by a single consciousness. Because it exists in an unimaginable space, music is able to create the illusion of spatial and temporal ubiquity. And it is fascinating to try and totally integrate all these worlds in a single coherent unfolding of sound. To give life to the manifold in the unique, and to spend one's whole life insanely tracking down what can only be the expression of the divine. Now we'll hear Sept en Lumineuse, composed in 1987. Reverdy writes that the poems for this work by Serge Polyakov, who was a painter as well as a poet, speak to her because they are expressions of a creative artist and because they express the fullness of an artist's life lived with serenity and spiritual fulfillment. I'll read the texts. How beautiful the world has turned. Too bad it's in my declining years that it has to be given to me to be reborn. No right side there. No left, no summit, no abyss. Everything remains locked in by all that surrounds it and stays braced in strict discipline. Yet this world, which is entirely motionless, stirs, stirred by its own motionlessness. I write for this one reason. My soul brims with an abundance of feelings, rich and deep, and I mean to use them to try and give pleasure to myself. Perhaps one day after I'm gone, some traveler along this arduous road will sit down by this brook, and my verses will fan him with their cool breath, and its touch will seem light to him, for it is simple and easy. Whatever I want to paint is a divine image, and I need to be in it, close to it, with it, lifting myself up to it so as to become myself in it. What business have I got composing poems, I who am a painter? Why does this unseen haunt me from so far off? Why this need to speak about the things I don't know? Or is it simply I find it appeals to me less to repeat what I know?